to the creepy tales of Hollow Hills. We will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town. Today's episode, The Whispering Tree, Part 1. This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI. Four friends: Emily, Jake, Sarah, and Matt decided to explore the old Hollow Hills Cemetery one chilly autumn evening. They heard the stories about the Whispering Tree, an ancient oak in the center of the cemetery, said to be haunted by the spirits of those who were never laid to rest properly. As they approached the tree, the wind began to howl, and the branches creaked like old bones. The atmosphere was thick with tension, but they laughed it off, trying to act braver than they felt.
This place gives me the creeps. Are we sure this is a good idea?
Come on, Em. It's just a tree. Besides, it's Halloween. We're supposed to be scared.
If you stand under the Whispering Tree at midnight, you can hear the voices of the dead.
That's just a myth, but I'm all for testing it out. Let's see what happens.
They gathered beneath the tree, its twisted branches looming overhead. The wind seemed to grow stronger, and with it, faint whispers began to swirl around them, almost too soft to make out.
Do you hear that? It sounds like someone's
whispering. Yeah, I hear it too.
Suddenly, the whispers grew louder, as if multiple voices were speaking at once. Their words unintelligible, but filled with anguish. The friends huddled closer together, fear creeping into their hearts.
Maybe we should go. This doesn't feel right.
Just as they turned to leave, the ground beneath the tree shifted, and a ghastly figure burst forth from the roots with a blood-curdling scream. Its hollowed eyes locked onto them as it lunged forward, its skeletal fingers reaching out.
Run!
The friends bolted out of the cemetery, the ghost's terrifying wail echoing in their ears. They didn't stop until they were far from the Whispering Tree, their hearts pounding in their chests. They never spoke of that night again, but they knew one thing for certain. The Whispering Tree wasn't just a myth. It was a warning.